So now we're going to move into our ministry updates. And you'll notice on the back part of your agenda, there's a calendar. In the many years that I've been here, we haven't been this organized. So this is a new thing. We're trying to get a lot of the upcoming events in the spring on the calendar to give you an idea of some of the ministry things that are happening. Two things I wanted to highlight. Marsha Labar will be teaching an adult education class during discipleship hour regarding raising up the next generation of disciples. And also, February 17th and 18th, we have scheduled a marriage retreat. So please take these with you. Take a look at what's going on, and if you have any questions, let us know. But I'm going to invite Prudence Baldwin. Bob, can you stick your head around the corner? Prudence was going to... I've asked each of the ministry team members to give a brief update as to past year and moving forward so that you have an idea of what God's been doing and what God's going to be about. Come on up, Prudence. Thank you.
Good morning. I am Prudence Baldwin. I'm the Children's Ministry Director here at the church. I believe that this year the Lord clearly revealed part of His plan, not only for the children, but for our congregation. We are to be a body that serves and models that serving for our children. It begins right here at church. I am blessed to have volunteers who come every Sunday and Wednesday to teach our children. They teach them the basics of Scripture, while at the same time, they are modeling what it looks like to serve. Please, don't be timid, any of you, please stand and remain standing when I call your name. Kim Counts, Kenny Higginbotham, Bill Archer, Christy Gavin, Travis Wiggins, and Thomas Berger. You may not see some of these faces because they are actually working with children right now. Others serve faithfully. Oh, don't, wait. We got more to go. Oh, you can clap for them anyway, but I got more to go. Others serve faithfully on an occasional basis. Would you also stand and remain standing when I call your name? Bob and Marion Ziner, Mark and Ian Counts, John Driscoll, and Morgan Combs. Others are behind the scene right now, as we said, led by Molly Totten, working on our annual Christmas pageant. Our children know the story of the birth of Jesus so well that in a few weeks they will present the story so that others might know. Please invite your friends to the pageant on December 11th. Stacy will speak in just a moment about the nursery volunteers, but again, please stand and remain standing if you volunteered in the nursery this year. Come on, I'm not gonna name you. Thank you. Remain standing. Parents and parishioners, join. I skipped a line. Please stand and remain standing if you participated in our vacationing by serving this summer. Parents and parishioners joined our children in feeding the poor, welcoming the stranger, and loving the lost. You modeled the importance of being Christ's hands in the world, and the city of Jacksonville noticed. We will be doing it again this summer. And if you thought it was just for the kids, please think again. All are called by Christ to love our neighbor, and I believe you are called to model serving for our children. Lastly, please stand and remain standing if you served that last week at the Harvest Festival. Thank you. You welcome strangers, but you also modeled serving for our children. Many of our children were here. They were playing and they were watching. They saw you engaging strangers with love, not fear. Now, please stand if you serve in any way at Redeemer. If you're a greeter, vestry, work in the office, serve on the altar guild, in the music ministry, if you usher, if you're on the mission committee, if you're on the prayer team, if you do youth ministry, if you are a counter, if you bake cookies, if you donate to St. Mary's, just to name a few, You are modeling serving to eyes that are constantly watching you. Look at all of you. God wants us to raise young people who love the Lord with all their heart, their soul, their strength, and their mind, and who love their neighbors as themselves. I cannot do it. Thank you for serving with me and for supporting this ministry with your time, your talent, and your treasure. And now you may be seated.
Now, Stacy Thompson, who directs our nursery.
Good morning. Well, Prudence kind of covered what my beginning. I was going to say thank you to all the volunteers. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I was going to say thank you to all the nursery volunteers. And I really would have loved to have named all of them, but I was told to keep it short and sweet. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. The nursery right now is doing very well. We have changed our setup. We used to have 3 rooms, but we noticed that we weren't having as many infants. And because of the baby boom of 2014, some of you know about, we have a lot of 2-year-olds. So we have our 2-year-old room, and then we have everybody else. So, but it seems to be working very well. We've also changed the sign-up sheets. Parents can leave notes. The clipboards are on the door, so it's a little bit easier for parents to communicate if there's any allergies or reminders of sorts. Right now, the children are learning their ABCs of the Bible. Today was the letter U, and they all did their thumbprints and learned that they were unique. And we learned the Bible verse, Psalm 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So they're learning the Bible and their ABCs. Our main goal this year is to get more volunteers. We've got some awesome, awesome volunteers, but we could always use some more. So if you guys want to stop by, it's only once a month, even once a quarter would be great. It's very easy. You just come in and smile and love on the kids, and that's all you have to do. So we would love to have you. If you're interested in just trying it, you're not real sure, we would love to have you just kind of try it out, and I'm pretty sure you'll love it. So just come see me if you'd like a volunteer application or if you want to try it out. And I think that's all. Thank you.
Sean, I'm going to invite Sean Lafferty up, who's our Student Ministries Director.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, I come to today very humble and grateful for what God is doing in our student ministry. And some of the things that I have been praying for about 7 years for the students and for the ministry have really come to start in the last few months. I know God is creating some new things with our students. We have started a Fellowship of Christian Athletes in partnership with Duval Charter School at Bay Meadows right down the road. And it started really with a prayer gathering of students and teachers from around the school in September. And it's developed into relationships with 3 coaches, a teacher, and around 16 students that want to get into the Bible each Wednesday morning before school. And last year when we got them together and said, you know, why are you coming to this group? Each of them very boldly said, you know, I'm not able to go to church on Sunday. And so this is the way that I get to know Jesus. And I want to know more about Jesus through the Bible. And I was amazed and surprised and grateful that I get to be a part of that with the coaches and teachers there. So praise God for what he's doing there. Some of the students that are in our ministry here actually attend that group as well. So we are praising God for that. He's also creating some student leaders even here in our congregation. Many were on the leadership team for the past Dynamos in October. And we saw God work in so many of their lives, and especially the leader of the weekend, Morgan Combs. God also brought 5 new adult leaders to that weekend to help as well. Also, one of the things that I've really been praying about is a chance for the students to lead here in the ministry and have some say into what goes on. After the graduating class, did not want to leave the ministry, but they wanted to stay. They were here in Jacksonville. They wanted to continue to come and help. We have college-age leaders that are helping, as well as juniors and seniors in high school, and they are doing everything, like giving talks on Wednesday night, planning the game, sharing testimonies from their heart, leading Bible studies each week. And so I would ask you guys to pray for Zach and Jonathan, Rachel, Eric, Emily, Ian, and Joshua as they minister to your children and our youth each week. There's also what we celebrated last week on Sunday. Six mentors were selected by six students to really have about four meetings where they met an hour to 2 hours each, and those mentors poured into the lives of those high school students, and we saw them get confirmed and make a stand for their faith this past Sunday. And those mentors took valuable time out of their busy schedules to meet with them, and I see this this vision of having that happen not only with the student ministry but with our church as a whole. Having someone that you're pouring into and having people that are pouring into you. So I would pray and ask, if you're being called into mentorship, into youth ministry in any way, please get connected with me. I would love to, my goal is to have every single student have a mentor from this church that is praying for them on a regular basis, meeting with them at least once a month and pouring into their lives. So I see God creating some new things, some exciting things in our youth, in a culture where teenagers are quite frankly walking away from God. I see our students running towards Him.
Hallelujah.
I see God breathing fresh breath into dry bones of this culture. They're experiencing Jesus in powerful ways. And God is raising up an army of youth that are carrying the light of Christ into their lives and to the lives of those around them. So I would ask that you would continue to pray for our youth, pray for our leaders, and pray for me as well. So thank you.
And I'm going to invite Darlene to come forward. Darlene Frey, our Director of Music and Worship.
Thanks, Bill. And thanks for letting me go last. He told me he was going to put me first. No, don't do that. Not this year. I'm grateful for that because of what you've heard from Prudence and from Sean, and because what has been one of the highlights of my year this year has been working with our students and getting to know them and building a relationship with them and being able to incorporate them more often in musical worship, to be able to have them lead more Sundays throughout the year. It has been such a blessing, and I am so excited about the talent, the musical talent specifically, that God has put in our youth. And the ones that you've seen up on the platform isn't all there is. There's kids in here on Wednesday nights that get on the piano and that get on guitars, and you don't ever see them. But it is amazing constantly what is coming and being birthed in our students. And so having the privilege of getting to set a platform for them in any way for God to cultivate his calling in them and those gifts is just a tremendous blessing. So. And I love the way you all support them. It's clear when they lead worship and you all just enter in so beautifully. So that has just been such a joy. This year we've been able to add some volunteers to our sound and media team, which has been fabulous. And they have been faithful people. So grateful for that. I will tell you, we can always use more. We can always use more. Because rotating people is just very helpful for everyone. And we're going to lose one media person soon, so please come and help us. But that has been great. We've added new members to our vocal team and our instrumental team for worship. And so it's just such a joy to see new ones come in and enjoy getting to offer their gifts and worshiping the Lord. This is a team that loves to worship. They're not just about music. They love to worship. And I looked this morning at a video of the song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And at the end of it, let me see if I can find this line here that I put in my notes. At the end of it, that ministry said that they were equipping the church with content that was rich in theology and mission and expression. And I thought, you know, that really does summarize what we're doing every Sunday in music ministry as we're developing and as we're looking for new music and incorporating the older things. It's that we are trying every Sunday to bring content that is rich in theology, because we learn our theology in our worship, yeah? And to, what's the next one? Sorry, looking. Mission. If you've noticed, we sing a lot about mission because it's quintessential to who we are as disciples. And it's what we are to be doing. And expression, freedom of expression of our hearts to the Lord who loves us, and we just get to love him back. What an awesome, amazing privilege. So that is the heart of this team, and I'm so grateful for their commitment and their faithfulness. So can I ask those people, sound, media, vocalists, instrumentalists, if you have been part of the music worship team this year, would you please stand? As you all know, we have seasonal choirs at Christmas and at Easter time, and we did a Tenebrae service this year, and that's something that Jessica Jones started, to my understanding, and it is a beautiful service. Just such a wonderful time of focused worship. The children's pageant this year, Molly Taunton agreed last year to come in and direct it, and she's just taken it completely this year. I've hardly had to do anything. And so it's just such a blessing to see her and Cindy Khalil and some others that are working with her. We went to a worship leader conference in Virginia and got to take five of our team members, including Molly Taunton, who works with the youth. It was wonderful, such wonderful equipping. Molly Archer. What did I say, Taunton, again? Sorry, Molly Archer, who works with our youth. So we want to be doing that some more this year, just doing some more training of our people in leading in worship, as well as vocal and instrumental. I want to do some classes with some of our folks who need to learn how to read music. As you've seen, we've got kids who are playing instruments and they're taking lessons, and we've got kids who have been learning to play by ear and play by chord charts, and bridging those two can be a job sometimes, but it's a wonderful job. So training and all of that. So we're going to be doing some classes this year to help with that. Yeah, that's pretty much what I want to tell you. So thanks very much.
Now I'm going to ask Missions and Outreach Director, did we get a message to you that I asked you, wanted you to give a little? I did, good. I hadn't talked to Mary yet, so before I put Mary Riley on the spot, is she volunteered, she was willing to serve for a year as Missions and Outreach Director, and her year is coming to an end, and I'm really thankful for her leadership over this past year. She's not walking away from Missions and Outreach, but the team is going to be raising up a new director, and I have one of these for you as well as a thank you for your service leading over this past year. But she's going to give you an update on missions and outreach.
Okay. Hi, y'all. Hello. So everybody had people stand. I'm going to have my amazing mission and outreach team stand if they would, if they're here. Karen Ferguson, Joyce Cruz, Bob Baldwin, Craig Brown, Anna Kay Hines, Ann Mosichuk, who's one of our vestry liaisons, and Bob Zeiner, who's our other vestry liaison. So if you could just cheer for these people, because they're awesome. In addition to those who are on the team, each of our ministries, we have approximately 14 here at Redeemer. Each of them has an advocate, and those advocates work tirelessly for the missions, for the ministry that they support. Sometimes they're able to come to the meetings, and oftentimes they just send us a report to kind of let us know what's going on among their specific areas. We do try to meet monthly, and we always open it first with prayer. Because if I could say anything to you guys about missions and outreach, be praying. I mean, I think sometimes we take that as the, oh, yeah, we're praying. No. Be praying. Because these guys, all of these guys in this city and throughout the world, they are on the front lines. And so just really be praying for them. Our prayer as a team for this year was that we would see the heart of Redeemer grow for missions and outreach. Because it's not just about what we give financially, even though that's vitally important, but it's also about where are our hearts? Because that's where Jesus says, that's where he says, you know, that's where our money, they say, you know, you look at your checkbook and that reveals your heart. And also look at the time, where you spend your time, and that reveals your heart. And it's just been amazing the areas that we've seen that happen. I won't go through all of them again, because I think we've all kind of mentioned them, but just with Hubbard House, with the work that's been happening there, monthly with Karen taking food down to those folks, and some special dinners with World Relief, what we've done this past weekend, the faithful volunteers at First Coast Women's Services, the whole summer of Vacation by Serving, the Honduras trip with John Driscoll and the Nichols going, and just too many others to name. So I think the other thing I would just say, well, a couple other things I would just say, I would say sometimes I think missions and outreach, or the whole Christian life for that matter, can feel like a to-do list, you know? It's like we check it off. And I would just say we do missions because we follow a God who's on mission, as evidenced by Jesus Christ, who was the epitome of a man with on a mission. And so as we follow him, it's part of our lives. And so that's a challenge to myself and a challenge to all of you. And I think it's important that we're individuals on mission, but I also think there's a Rend Collective CD that I love, and the title of it is As Family We Go. I think it's just also really powerful to go as a family and into the world. So I would just encourage you guys to look for places to join in this mission, and just keep praying for all that the Lord's doing, both here in this city and around the world.
Thank you, Mary. And I want to close by saying that there are other ministries that didn't present. Mike Zambetti and Eric are, Eric, you're here, please stand. They head up the Altar Guild, Eric Green, and they do a whole lot behind the scenes that enables Sunday morning to happen with their team, but they're kind of the coordinators, and thank you for your work there. For Milt, please stand up, and the ushers that serve with him. Well, actually, Eric, stand up. Who's on the Altar Guild that serves this year? If you'd be willing to stand up, thank you. Thank you for your service. For Milt and the ushers, if you've served as an usher, and I would say not just this year, but in the past year or two, please stand if you've been an usher with Milt. That way he's not standing alone. Helen, I know you love to be put on the spot, but Helen and the counters, they do all of the behind-the-scenes stuff to make sure things are done right and done well, and her advice to me is really instrumental in helping me to lead, and I'm so thankful for her gift. So if she'd stand, and the others that serve as counters, please stand. They all went to take a nap because they get up really early and count.
Now, Janet is in New York. She's here tomorrow morning on Good Morning America at 8 o'clock.
So Janet will not be counting tomorrow morning, but she'll be on Good Morning America. We also have a prayer ministry that a lot of folks serve as either email prayer warriors or prayer warriors in our prayer room, would you stand if you participate in our prayer ministry? Fellowship is an area that I know is going to grow in the upcoming months and weeks as we seek and discern how can we best use the facility that we have and the coffee and the food and other things. This morning, I've just got to say that casserole is so good. And I want to give special thanks to the team. But hold on, for the team that served this morning, and if you've ever served making coffee or anything doing hospitality, please stand. But thank you especially for the food. That was wonderful. Let me close down our ministry updates with a brief prayer. Lord Jesus, we do give you glory. And even as we serve, we are dependent on you. I pray that you would guide the ministries and the ministry leaders and the lay leaders. I thank you for Doris Cheshire and her team with adult discipleship. For all the others that I have not mentioned, I give you thanks and praise for their service behind the scenes. And I ask your kingdom would come and your will would be done in our midst through these ministries, that we would be about your work for the glory of your name. Amen. So that's the end of our ministry.